Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 1 kuLwezi 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje iqhubekela iyaqhubeka imikhankaso yokhetho lweMelika oluza kuqhutshwa ngolwesibili. Silethulela imbali kankosikazi Kamala Harris omele ibandla lama-Democrats oncintisana lomnumzana Donald Trump okubandla lama-Republicans kulolu khetho.
Njengabomama siyathaba ukubona omama besimela, sifisa kuwine umuntu owesifazane.
Kulabe Zimbabwe abalandela ukhetho lwemelika oluzayo. Iyaqhubeka imikhankaso yokhetho lwemelika oluza qhutshwa ngolwesibili ngeviki ezayo. Umsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Kamala Harris omele ibandla le-Democratic Party lomnumzana Donald Trump we-Republican Party bakhankasela ukhetho lolu belokhu bekhanya bengujiki lobhanqa ezabelweni ezibizwa ngokuthi ngama-swing states. Umnumzana Trump lamhla usesabelweni seMichigan, kuthi unkosikazi Harris eseLas Vegas kanye leWisconsin. Ababili laba bathi bazangqoba ukhetho lolu. Abaningi emazweni achiyeneyo balulandela lolu khetho. Baningi abalulandelayo njalo kwele Zimbabwe. U-Ezra Chisaswanda usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umnumzana Mluleki Moyo ngomunye wabalandela ukhetho lolu.
Sufikeke esigabeni esilukhuni lapha abantu asebe ngasela qiniso khona ukuthi luzaphuma kanjani. Kodwa ke nxa sesikhangela uKamala Harris ke ulethuba elihle elokunqoba. Uhlupho olukhona ngalubaba uTrump yiwo naleyana into yakhe esiyaziyo yobandlululo. Abamsekelayo bebangumsindo yibo lawa abalenketha bechabi.
Unkosazana Beverly Mpofu usekela unkosazi Kamala Harris oncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli lowayengumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump.
Esiwukhangelele kuma-elections eMelika yikuthi kuthole umuntu wesifazana ukuthi abe ngu-president. Ngoba ngesikhathi kubusa u-Obama laphana, hhayi America yayinhle kakhulu. Njalo le-crime ingarejiseka nxa kungangena umuntu wesimane.
Unkosikazi Fiso Ncubelayo uhamba nonkosikazi Harris.
Njengabomama siyathaba ukubona omama besimela, sifisa kuwine umuntu owesifazane amele omama. Sifuna kuwine umuntu ongumama ngoba lathi sifuna simelelwe njengabomama, lathi sibe namandla njengabomama.
Kulabanye abachothoza ukhetho lweMelika, umsekelo webandla leZANU PF unkosikazi Lwazi Mbowa uthi ukhetho lweMelika alukhululekanga.
Ukhetho lweAmerica into emangalisayo ukuthi abantu bangale bayathanda ukungenela izindaba zethu lapha e-Afrika. Ufice nxa sisenza izinto zethu sixekisile, ufice sebebuya bengenela bebhuza nje njengempukane. Khathesi nampoka kodwa oTrump kathi bayenza isibani. Kodwa akakukhulula kuthule kuthiwe nje akula muntu obangenelayo futhi. Kuyithi abanawuthiwa sebesingenile. Abakuthiwa sokuthiwa hhayi vele bese bengene through opposition. Sebefuna ukuthi bebalifulale yonke into bephambanisa ilizwe leli. Kodwa bona nampana asiboneni, sibona ukuthi bazayenza njani. Sibakhangele. Bajabula sa friend fela phana.
Umnumzana Prince Vide Khumalo othazelela ezomdabu uthi ubone ngani ibandla lama-Democrats linganqoba kukhetho lolo.
American mina ngokwami ngokuzalwa kwami eZimbabwe. Kodwa ngokubona kwami ngibona ingani ama-Democrats azaphumelela, ama-Republicans also azaphumelele ngoba akhokelwe ngu-Trump and u-Trump wehluleka ebusa. Angiboni ukuthi kuyini okutsha angakunika abantu beAmerica okwakhathesi.
Bakhona njalo bathi uTrump nguye okumele akhokhele eleMelika. Umsekeli kaMeya wobulawayo uCouncillor Edwin Dlovu kuya kusekela lokho.
Yes, sikhangelele ukuthi ukhetho lokuqala likhululeke. iMelika yekhangelelwe kakhulu kwezedemokrasi. So sifisa ukhetho lwabo likhululeke. Ikanti le bandla elizawina sikhangelele ibandla elizapromota idemokrasi umhlaba wonke, hathi ibandla elizaletha impi umhlaba wonke, ngoba singakhangela ukuthi kule mpi which is hanging eRussia labo Ukraine, sikhangele njalo eMiddle East labo Israel. So sifuna umuntu ozathi nxa esewinile le bandla lakhe eMelika abe ngumuntu ozakhuluma ngokuthula, alethe labo abalwayo etafuleni ukukhulunyiswane kumiswe izimpi.
Abahlaziya ezombusazwe lokuhlola ukhetho bathi usekelo lukankosikazi Harris lo Trump eMelika lunguthili lobhanqa ezabelweni eziningi. Ngimele Studio 7 ikamela ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Kwezinye eziphathelane lokhetho silethulela imbali kankosikazi Harris.
Omela ibandla lamademokrats kukhetho lukamongameli weMelika unkosikazi Kamala Harris. Yena ovela esigabeni esilemihlobo yabantu ehlukeneyo udlale indima ebanzi kwezombusazwe engumqaphi ophoqelela ukulandelwa kwemithetho futhi ofuna inguquko. Le yindlela uHarris achaze ngayo unina ekhuluma emhlanganweni weDemocratic Party.
My mother was a brilliant 5 foot tall.
Umama wayengumuntu okhaliphileyo, omude, onsundu. Futhi wayezwakala nxa ekhuluma ngesiNgisi ukuthi akusolimi lwakhe.
Umlando kaKamala Harris uqala endaweni ezihlala abanengi eSan Francisco Bay, lapho azalelwa khona ngo-1964. Abazali bakhe babe ngabantu bokuza. Unina uShyamala Gopalan owayevela e-India loyise uDonald Harris owayedabuka kwele Jamaica bahlangana eBerkeley eCalifornia befunda e-University of California. Ngeminyaka yabo-1960 iBerkeley kwakuyinsika yokulwela amalungelo abantu abansundu. UHarris uthi akukhumbulayo ngalezo nsuku yikuthi abazali bakhe babesiya emihlanganweni yomzabalazo laye bemfuqa ngokuyinqodlana kwabantwana. Kwathi kufika umnyaka ka-1970 abazali bakhe basebehlukene. UShyamala Gopalan wasuka labantwa bakhe abangamankazana ababili wayalotsha kwesinye istezi eBerkeley okuyindawo eyaziwa njalo ngokuthi yiFlatlands. UCarol Porter ngumngane wakhe avela laye khatshana besangabantwana.
So they lived above the daycare center.
Iflethi labo lalilamakamelo amabili lendlwana yokugezela iyodo, njalo laliphezulu kwendawo yokugcinela abantwana, iShelton's daycare.
UCarol Porter loKamala Harris bahlangana okwakuqala esilindweni sebhasi. UPorter uthi,
we're the second class to desegregate Berkeley public schools.
Saba yiklasi yesibili eBerkeley ukuhlanganiswa abafundi abamnyama labamhlophe kuqedwa ubandlululo ezikolo zikahulumende.
UHarris wasuka wayafunda eHoward University okulikolishi elilomlando wabafundi abansundu, wasesiyafundela ezemithetho. Ngesikhathi abesilisa abansundu bebotshwa ngobunengi eCalifornia, wangena emsebenzini wokuba ngumtshutshisi, okungumsebenzi ochothozwa ngabansundu abanengi. UPorter uthi,
she wanted to go in and change things so that
wathatha isikhundla lesi ukuze eqede ukubotshwa kwabantu mahlayana okwakusenzakala okwakugxile ekubandlululweni kwabantu ngemihlobo.
Ngo-2002, uHarris wangena kukhetho lokudinga igqwetha elikhulu esigabeni seSan Francisco, uDistrict Attorney, encintisana lomuntu owayephethe leso sikhundla. Okhankasela abesifazana bebandla lamademocrats U-Andrea Jules Steele uthi,
There had never been a woman district attorney.
Isikhundla lesi sasingakaze siphathwe umuntu wesifazane. Wayengumuntu ophansi kodwa wayelo uthile okubalulekileyo.
U-Harris wanqoba kulolu khetho. Washo waqala umsebenzi ngokuvalela izigebengu ezinengi ezilodlakela. Futhi waqhelisa izigwebo zazo. Labo ababedliwe licala okwakuqala lalabo ababedala amacala angeladlakela wabafaka kuhlelo lwakhe lokuphathisa izibotshwa ukuthi zibe ngabantu abangcono olwalubizwa ngokuthi yi-back on track. Esekhethwe ukuba ngumtshutshisi omkhulu weCalifornia ngo-2010, uKamala Harris waphoqa amabhanga ukuhlawula imali engange-$20 billion ewajezisa phezu kokuqila abantu ababekwelede imali. Wathwalisa nzima izigilamkhuba ezichapha imingcele zithengisa izidakamizwa, futhi waqhuquzela ukuthi abantu abalobulili bunye labo bavunyelwe ukutshata. Ngo-2016, uHarris wakhethwa ukuba ngusenetha, waphanga waba lilizwi elilamandla ekhuluma ngendikimba ezifana leyabantu bokuza, i-immigration, ezempilakahle, kanye lokuguqulwa kwemithetho ephatha abantu kabi. Ngodumo lwakhe lokubuza imibuzo enzima, uHarris waba ngumuntu obaluleke kakhulu elizweni lonke jikelele. Ngomnyaka ka-2020, uHarris wancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli, kodwa kazange ayendawo ngoba kwakulengxabangxoza enkulu phakathi kwalabo ayesebenza labo. Owake waba ngumphathisi kaHarris uJill Duran uthi,
There's definitely been stories about high staff turnover.
Yebo, sekuke kwaba lemibiko yokuthi ngenelisi ukugcina abantu abazi umsebenzi kuhle.
UBiden wakhethwa ukuba amele ibandla lakhe, wasekhetha uHarris ukuba ngumsekeli wakhe. Ababili laba banqoba kulolu khetho. Lokhu kwaba ngokwakuqala embalini yeMelika ukuthi kube lomsekeli kamongameli wesifazana kumbe onsundu. Ebhekane lodaba lokwanda kwabantu abangena eMelika bengelamaphepha emngceleni ongezansi yelizwe, uKamala Harris wakhulumisana lenkokheli yamazwe akhelane leMelika ukuze kulungisiswe ukungahlaliseki okuxosha abantu kulawo mazwe kanye lobuyanga. Abezombusazwe baphanga bamfaka ilihlo. Osekela umnumzana Donald Trump, uKathy Wilmot uthi,
She was supposed to be the one that was in charge of securing our border.
Wakumele kube nguye ovikela umngcele wethu, kodwa angazi ukuthi usekwenzile yini lokho.
UHarris usegxilile emsebenzini wakhe awuqhuba echelesile, eyisithunywa emhlabeni jikelele lapho asekhulume ngosekelo lweMelika kanye lokuqeda ukufuthelana. Emsebenzini ochazwa ngokwephula imigoqo, uHarris wakhethwa ukuba amele ibandla lamaDemocrats kukhetho lukamongameli, ekuphumeni kukamongameli Joe Biden kulumncintiswano. UMatt Dibble we-VOA News ulobe lolu daba ese-Oakland, e-California.
The Voice of America.
Yebo ke kusenjalo uMongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi osenqotshwe kukhetho lokudinga uhulumende omutsha kwele Botswana uthi kaboni ukuthi kunqotshwa kwakhe kudalwe ibudlelwano alabo lo mongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa njengolokho obekucatshangelwa ngabanye. Umnumzana Masisi utshele intatheli izindaba iFabron ngolwesihlanu ukuthi uMnangagwa kalani lokunqotshwa kwebandla lakhe leBotswana Democratic Party ngumanyano we-Umbrella for Democratic Change okhokhela umnumzana Duma Boko. UMasisi utheke sabi ukuthi umbuso omutsha ongaphansi kwebandla le UTC ungamthonisisa uma kulamacala awadale engumongameli ngoba kungelamacala awadale ngumongameli uthi ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngolwesithathu belukhululekile hathi lokho okukhulunywa ngabanye omelele ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli yena oligqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu uthi uyabona ukuthi uMasisi uvumile ukusuka uthi uyakubonga lokho ukuthi uMasisi uvumile ukusuka embusweni ngokuthula. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, abezindaba be-Associated Press babika ukuba ele-Israel libhombe eGaza lamuhla labulala abangamachumi amane 40 abagoqela abantwana labesifazana. Usecotshiwe umsekeli kamongameli kwele Kenya umnumzana Kithure Kindiki ongene esikhundleni esatshiwa umnumzana Rigathi Gachagua owatholwa lidale lephalamende elamacala enkohlakalo. Sike sizwe umbono kahulumende weMelika.
Inkinga yaseSudan isaqhubeka. Ngomfumfu lonyaka abantu abanengi babaleke bayaphephela kwele Chad. Umeli weMelika ku-United Nations u-Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield uncome ele Chad ngokwamukela iziphepheli lezi zona athi zibalekela ukufa. Uthe kungaba yikufa ngemikhuhlane kumbe ngendlala, ukuphelelwa lithemba kanye leziloyiso. Isimo siqhubeka sisiba sibi ngoba amabutho e-Rapid Support Forces, awe-Sudanese Armed Forces kanye lamanye amaqembu aya phambili ngokuhlasela abantu makhaza ngodlame olumangalisayo, futhi ebaphuca indlela zokuziphilisa. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthe ukuze kulungisiswe lolu daba, kulezinto ezintathu okumele zenziwe eSudan. Uthe, okwakuqala, njengoba izigidi zabantu zibhekane lendlala emangalisayo, amazwe omhlaba kumele athumele usizo oluphuthumayo ukuze kuhlengwe abantu endaweni ezifana le-El Fasher, Sena, Diling, Kadugli kanye le-Khartoum. Siphatheke kabi ngokuthi endaweni yokuba kuvunyelwe usizo, iziphathamandla zedolobho le-Port Sudan ziyaluvimba lolu sizo futhi zisethusela abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthe kumele iziphathamandla zeSudan zivumele ukuhanjiswa kokudla lolunye uncedo futhi zivumele abapha lolu sizo ukwenza umsebenzi wabo kulokuthi zisebenzise ukudla njengesikhali. Uthe kubalulekile njalo ukuba eleSudan liqhelise uhlelo lokusebenza kwemingcele egoqela owe-Adre, livumele njalo ukuthi usizo lolu lufikele emagcekeni endizamchina ama-airports. Uqhubeke wathi, okwesibili, amazwe omhlaba kumele aqhelise imizamo yokuvikela abantu makhaza. Elemelika liyakusekela lokhu, futhi lifuna kuhlonitshwe imithetho elawula ukuphathiswa kwabantu abehlelwe yisimo esifana leseSudan. Amazwe omhlaba kumele eqale ukucabanga ngokusungula indlela zokuvikela abantu kanye lokuqeda ukulwisana. Okokugcina, amazwe omhlaba kumele asekele imizamo yokuletha umbuso okhululekileyo kweleSudan, kuchasise u-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. Uqhubeke wathi, kahle ngicace, okwenzakalayo kweleSudan akumelanga kuvunyelwe. Ukwala kwebutho leSudanese Armed Forces ukuphatheka kuhlelo lokuqeda limpi, ukwehluleka kwamaqembu omabili alwisanayo ukulandela izimiso ezihlelwe ngamazwe omhlaba ngeke kuqhubeke. Ngakho, kumele sonke sibambe iqhaza, siqhelise imizamo yethu, kusho uThomas Greenfield. ELeSudan, kumele libuyele endleleni yombuso wentando kaZulu.
Soko isikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu linabalaleli bethu Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge WhatsApp.
Studio 7, salibonani basakazi kunye labalaleli. Siyajabula ukwethulela indaba ezimnandi mihla yonke. Mina wami umbono bengithi indaba yevoti lekhaya wayengaveli ivalwe nje. Kuhle kuphele lokho kuthiwa kule voti.
Studio 7, linjani basakazi bami abahle abathandekayo. Sibonge kakhulu, bonge konke nabalaleli. Mina ngithanda ukugxila kakhulu kule ekababa uMnangagwa. Ukuthi mayethi uyaphuma uKhehla. Alright, uKhehla liphumule. Lithathe nje umhlala phansi. Ngiyavuma uKhehla ukutsho konke, ayiyavuma ukuthi lehlulekile. Noma bekhuluma lo baba dade semlibele igama lakhe ethi yena iZimbabwe improve kakhulu, izinto zitshintshile ngobunene. Asiziboni izinto ezitshintshileyo thini kakhulu ngapha esabelweni sethu seMathebeleland. Kumanje ngavuka umgwaqo wetsholotsholwana ukuthi unjani. Kusuka nje kwapha eMbuyazwe. Vele ngathi ukusuka eNodu uzuzuye ukuthi inyama endlovu udlule inyama endlovu ungeni uzuye ukuthi itsholotsho. Ngoba lutho umgwaqo right wanalwana. Vele kunzima lapha. Into abayikhulumayo nje ayikho. Uright nje umdala mayethi yena asethatha umhlalaphansi kungene omunye.
Studio 7 injani kodwa basakazi. Baka-VO Ndebele. Konke nabamameli niyaphila, hayi siyancenga. Khuluma lo Thulani Ulana ke Soweto, lapho kulobudlwangu ndlwabo. Ngithanda ukuphawula ngezinto zeZanu PF. Uyabona manje, iZanu PF sizobona kahle konke. Amabhubesi, iimpisi, maganyana, makhanka. Ngezimvu ziyaphuma ke lapho. Sengifisa lokho 2028 ngabe ukhona kusasa. Kona kuzobonakala kahle ngoba vele ukulwa sokuqalile vele manje. Yikho vele ukuqala kwakhona manje. Ngizo sokubona sebedosa besiyani, abanye bedosa besiyani. Sokuqalile njengamanje. U-2028 vele abe ngasitekhi ibandla lezana.
Mvuka njani hlobo zakithi. Indaba zabo Mnangagwa lezi nabo Tshiwenga. Badlala amagame ngathi straight. Thina sifuna umkhono womwelizwe uvuselelwe. Bona babhizi badlala amagames abo ngelizwe ngathi. So kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu yona leyo. Okokuthi manje thina somele ukuthi sibaqakezele izandla badlala igame yabo lapha engaqedakaliyo. Ilizwe lisasalele emuva than ukuthi bahlanganise babumbane bakhe ilizwe. Bona babhizi ngamagame nje angathi akanangqondo totally. Ilizwe lisalele emuva kakhulu. Thina sifuna abantu abazobhekela umnotho welizwe bakreate imisebenzi ngesikhathi esincane. Hayi lokho kwabo lokho abakwenzayo. Kudlala ngabantu nebandla labo lele abalikulo. Sekulokudlala nje. Sengilangathingela ama-games. Hayi ukuthi kukhuliswa umnotho. Ayikho into okuthiwa ikhulisa umnotho wabantu bephila kanjani. So hayi kulesihlazo kakhulu lokho abakwenzayo. Thina funa asifuni nakwazi ukuthi ubani ngubani wenzani. Ngoba siyabona ukuthi abanayo ingqubekela phambili. Amanga kuphela nama-games abo lawa abadlalayo obugebengu.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo. Lani lilakho ukusithumela yena imbono kunambolo ezithi +12 0265 0318. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wakobulawayo uLucky Dube ohamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Dr. Lux ucula umdumo awubiza ngokuthi Modern Jazz. Asizweni ixoxa nomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisasvat.
ULucky Dube umculi ocula imiculo etshiyeneyo ezama ukujabulisa uZulu. Asizweni imbali yakhe.
UDr. Lucky wazalelwa eLwagwelo eMidlands eNkabazwe. Ngafunda eJombe eSengezi Primary School naseManzi Emnyama Secondary. Ngaphenduka futhi ekhaya. So Dr. Lucky ephuma ebizweni lami lokuzalwa ukuthi Lucky, saqhuma nje sathi Lucky Lux.
umculo wakhe ngowe jazz kodwa dodolaz uthi yena uyawuhlangahlanganisa ukuthi unambitheke kepha sewunike elinye igama
ngathi modern jazz mina ngiyibiza kanjalo then njengomuntu bakithi okhulele erumbeni angeke ngiphume kuyo ngoba ngiyayithanda segazini so zizalithola ukuthi lapha engikhipha khona ingoma zami angeke uswele kuyirumbanyana lapha kuyabe kukhona kuyirumbanyana mhlawumbe namanye ama-genres ngoba ngikhule ngiwuthanda umculo kakhulu ngendlela yokuthi ngithanda nje yonke into nje engumculo wakithi
Dr. Lux uthi umculi owamphathisayo wamfundisa ngomculo njalo umbonga kakhulu nguMartin Spanda wendolwane Super Sounds. Labantu bakibo abamkhuthazayo
ngomphakathi wakithi abantu baselwagwelu bathi hawu ndoda khathi manje wena awula nto ongasenzela yona njengoba ukhanye ngumuntu okhaliphileyo ukhanye ngumuntu ozazi into lezi zomculo ngaqala ngokuzama ingoma eyabiza indaba kadudula ngiyeze 2022 lo God Knows Moyo ngesikhathi ngisuka eGoli sengisahlala eZimbabwe ngakhipha leya ngoma ethi indaba kadudula hayi yahamba kakhulu ingoma leyana abantu bayithakazelela
Sasa uDr. Lux wethulela uZulu elinye njalo indlela lakhe elitsha. Umculo wakhe uyatholakala kumakhasi okuzilibazisa ebulenjini be-internet.
Idlala delisha msakazi liyaphuma mhlaka 2 November esibayeni The Crawl obulawayo emathobane. Sizobe silapho ke ngomgcibelo wona lo wesiwulandayo. Abantu abeze ngobuningi bakithi sizosupporta. Ngilethemba lokuthi labantu bazoyithakazelela i-album lezayo.
Kusasa akubizwa ozwa emathobana komlawayo lapho lo mcimbi wokuphakulula idlala telitsha lika Dr. Lux uyibuzelayo uhlelo waza Friday kuliviki impela sonto emnandi kili lonke igama langwenza Jesus Banda
Lelibuzo akuwoza Friday kumculi wakobulawayo uLucky Dube yena uhamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Dr. Lux yena ke obexoxa lo Ezra Jesus Banda silugqiba lapha ke uhlelo lwethulwa lamhlanje lingakhohlwa iLive Talk lapho esixoxa ngokhetho lweMelika olivalelisayo ngosithandekile mhla
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.